Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Got our full preview coming your way for Saturday the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. All the NRL clubs getting stuck into that content today. A huge weekend so far of Rugby League. Obviously the Panthers giving it to the Bunnies the other night. The Raiders with an unbelievable comeback. I could not believe what I was watching against the Manly Seagulls at Brookie. And then last night, the Roosters, 40 points to 18 over the Brisbane Broncos, but the big storyline, the injuries to the Brisbane Broncos. Obviously, Jesse Arthurs looks like he's broken his jaw, but more importantly, Adam Reynolds looks like it could be a bicep injury that could see him miss the rest of the season. So that gives this premiership a huge, huge shake. Very interesting times. Let's have a look at the Bulldogs-Tigers game, 3 p.m. this afternoon from Accor Stadium. We'll go through the Doggies side. Here we got Blake Taff at fullback. Obviously, Connor Tracy out of this side. So Blake Taff lines up in jersey 17 at fullback. On the wings, Kiraz and Josh Adokar. Zeri and Stephen Crichton in the centres. Matty Burton at 5'8". Hutcho wears jersey 7. Max King and Josh Curran in the front row. Reid Marnie wears jersey 9. Viliami Kikau and Jamin Salmon on the edges. Kurt Mann locks the scrum in jersey 13. The bench for the Doggies, Bailey Hayward, Sam Hughes, Curtis Moran and Jacob Preston. Preston returns in jersey 22. On the extended bench, Farmer Silly and Blake Wilson. Keep an eye on Coach Serrato to make changes here. He's always swapping around his forward pack and whatnot. I wouldn't be surprised to see Jacob Preston come start straight into the starting side. Wouldn't be surprised to see Josh Curran move to an edge, move to 13. He's always making changes, so keep an eye on that situation. Benji Marshall's West Tigers line up with Jareem Buller at fullback, Charlie Staines on one wing, Alamalo on the other wing, Brett Naden and Juzzy Olam in the centres, Galvin in jersey 6, Aiden Caesar wears jersey 7, Stefano in the front row with David Clemmer. Abbi Kurosawa out of this game. Jakey Simpkins starts at hooker in jersey 18. Isaiah Papali'i and Samuel Afainu on the edges. Johnny Bateman wears jersey 13. Coming off the bench for the Tigers, Latu Fainu, Alex Chual, Alex Seifarth and Fanua Bole. Their extended bench, Stafford Toa and Asu Kapoa. For me, I think I was leaning towards the Bulldogs in a tight one. I think without Appy, I think the Bulldogs could run away with this one, to be honest with you. He's just such an inspirational leader for that footy side. So I really like the Bulldogs on this one. If you got on them earlier in the week, shout out to you. I think there would have been some nice value a little bit earlier. The guys that I like, you got Kiraz, $2.15 ATS, don't mind that. Bit more value around though, Matt Burton, $3.10. I think they win this game. I think they win well. Matty Burton will have a hand and will be prominent. $3.10 for Matty Burton. Josh Curran, $5.80. I always like the value on Josh Curran in a game that I think they'll win. I like Josh Curran at $5.80. As far as the Tigers go, guys, just without Appy, I'm just not quite sure what their attack will look like. If I had to take anyone, I would probably take Galvin. I just love his running game, love the way he does his work. But yeah, leaning heavily towards the Canterbury Bulldogs in that clash there. Let's go to our next game. We head up to the Gold Coast. We've got the Titans and the Storm going head-to-head at 5:30 p.m. We'll go through the Titans side now. AJ Brimson at fullback. Phil Sami returns on the wing. Jojo Fifita on the other side. Brian Kelly and Harley Smith-Shields in the centres. Tanner Boyd at 5'8". Foz, the skipper, in jersey 7. Joe Stimson and Jermaine Jolliffe start in the front row. No Mo Fotowaker. Chris Randall wears jersey 9. Dave Fifita and Beau Moore on the edges with Isaac Liu in jersey 13. The bench for Desi Hasler, Sammy Verrills, Aaron Clark, Cleese Haas, and Josiah Paulu. You got Cam Piera and Keenan Palacia on the extended bench there. Keep an eye on Fifita to potentially come off the bench like he has over the last few weeks. For the Melbourne Storm, Craig Bellamy's side lines up as follows. Ryan Pappenhausen at fullback. Will Warbrick on one wing. Tyron Wishart remains on the other wing. We'll talk about that soon. Remus Smith and Nick Meaney in the centres. Moneyman Munster in jersey 6. Jerome Hughes in the 7. Christian Welsh and Josh King in the front row with Harry Grant, the skipper, wearing jersey 9. Sean Bloor and Eli Katoa on the edges. What about that combo? Fuck me. Trent Leroux in jersey 13. The bench for the Melbourne Storm. Bronson Garlick, Joe Chan, Nelson, Sofa Solomona and Alec McDonald. Their extended bench, my boy Farlongo and Dean Ayerima. I would not be surprised at all to see Farlongo start on the left wing. You've obviously got Coates out of this one. I think it was a hamstring last week. Tyron Wishart named there. I think Farlongo will start there, and if he does, he is an anytime try scorer that you need to swallow up. Very, very excited to see Farlongo go around in this game. All right, let's have a look at the betting market here. Look, I'm finding it really hard to predict what we're going to get out of the Titans week to week. I think the Melbourne Storm will be too good. I think the Melbourne Storm will get dragged into the gutter a little bit. I think the Gold Coast Titans will score points still. So I think there is some value on some of their guys. But I also think there's a lot of value on the Melbourne Storm who could still put on 40-odd points here. I've always loved him. Sean Bloor, $4.40. Thought he was very unlucky not to score last week. Money Man got a little bit kick-happy, and you can't blame him for it because he was putting it on fucking 10-cent pieces. But Sean Bloor at $4.40. Jerome Hughes, always one of my favourites in games like this, going up against one of his former clubs at $3.40. Those are the two that I like from the Melbourne Storm at value. When it comes to the Titans, I mean, even if he comes off the bench or whatever, Dave Fifita at $4.20, you know, he's just in a mood now where he goes, okay, my team needs something now. I'm going to jump into dummy half. I'm going to turn myself under, and I'm just going to take the game on. So Fifita at $4.20, you can't really argue with that. The other guy that I'm a big value play here. I've always really liked Aaron Clark as a footballer, and I didn't come into this game thinking, oh, I wonder if Aaron Clark scores a try, but I looked at his anytime try scorer price. He's at $19 fucking dollars. Surely that is just too much for a human being to score a try in a game like this. So Aaron Clark, $19. I think it is still going to be a little bit wet and damp out there. It'll probably be tight through the middle. I don't mind Aaron Clark. He's a little smoky. $19 is outrageous. So yeah, those are the guys I'm looking at in this one. Jerome Hughes and Sean Bloor, my favourites. You've obviously got a number of other Melbourne Storm guys you can throw in your same game multis and whatnot. And if Sua Farlongo gets on the field, please take him as an ATS, guys. I reckon you'll get about $1.80 or so, probably because he hasn't played much first grade, but kid is an absolute superstar in waiting. Let's have a look at the last game. We have got another Queensland derby. Where do these keep coming from? The Cowboys and the Dolphins, 7:35 tonight from Townsville. Meant to be reasonably dry up there, so that's exciting. Let's have a look at the Cowboys lineup. Scott Drinkwater at fullback, Kyle Felt and Valame on the wings, Valentine Holmes and Valia in the centres, Tommy Dearden at 5'8". Now, I'm not quite sure what's happened here. Either Chad Townsend's been dropped, but it is worth noting that he did get injured in the last few minutes of the game last week. So Jake Clifford comes in and gets his opportunity at halfback. Very keen to see how this impacts the Cowboys' attack. Very, very interesting. Jordan McLean in the front row with Griffin Neame. Reece Robson wears jersey 9. Finney Fuiaki on the edge with Jeremiah Nanai. Ruben Cotter wears jersey 13. What about Ruben Cotter versus Max Plath today? I might internally combust during this game. Coming off the bench of the Cowboys in his return game, Helam Lukey, Thomas McCauley, Sammy McIntyre, and Jason Taumalolo. You got Jake Granville and Jackson Purdue on the extended bench. Purdue, jersey 22. Keep an eye on him. I don't think he'll play tonight, but you might remember him from the trials. He was the fullback that absolutely carved for the Cowboys, and I think he's been doing very well up there in Queensland, so one to keep an eye on in the future. Let's have a look at the Finns. Wayne Bennett's lineup. Trey Fuller at fullback, a huge Supercoach watch today for everyone. Jermaine Asako and Jack Bostock on the wings. Averillo and Tessie New in the centres. Cody Nikorima at 5'8 with Isaiah Katoa in jersey 7. Jay Brom and Mark Nichols in the front row with JMK wearing jersey 9. Felice Corfusi in the back row with Ewan Aitken. Max Plath lines up in jersey 13 against Ruben Cotter. How fucking good. Coming off the bench for the Finn, Josh Kerr, Kurt Donohoe, Ray Stone and Connolly Lemuelu. Their extended bench includes try scorer last week, Oren Keeley and Jared Wallace. For me, guys, I think the Cowboys win this one. I think they win in a high-scoring affair up there. I think this will be a little bit of a shootout like the Cowboys tend to do. Dry weather up there, plenty of stars playing in this one. For the Dolphins, obviously you've got like Isaa, you've got like Hamiso out and stuff, but Trey Fuller's a genuine star. Isako can do it with the best of them. I love the way the halves are playing at the moment. I think we're going to get plenty of points scored here. A couple of really good matchups. Obviously, Isaiah Katoa and Jake Clifford. You know, Jake Clifford, obviously not a young guy, but looking for an opportunity against a young fella there. Cody Nikorima and Tommy Dearden, very different 5'8s, but keen to see them go head-to-head. Drinkwater and Trey Fuller, super exciting. Even the edges, like Jeremiah Nanai, Ewan Aitken. I think there's a number of good matchups. Robson and Jeremy Marshall-King in this game. Looking forward to this one, but the big one for me is Cotter versus Max Plath. I think Ruben Cotter is what Max Plath will be in a few years' time. I've said it a number of times. Big, big fan of the kid. He's got a big future. So keen to see that matchup there. As far as anytime try scorers in this game, I am looking at Scotty Drinkwater, $2.20. Don't mind that. Val Holmes. I've said for the last few months, man, they're putting out $3 for Val Holmes. It's fucking outrageous. He'll be into twos very soon. He's into $2.25 now, Val Holmes. I still think there's decent value there. They love going to him. I think Jakey Clifford coming into this game, he plays very differently to Chad Townsend. Got a good running game. Not afraid to take the line on. $3.90 with a point to prove. Don't mind that. As I said, though, I do think the Dolphins are going to score points today. So I think there's value in try scorers. Trey Fuller, $3.20. Absolutely love that. This guy's a superstar at fullback. I love watching him play. He's underappreciated, undervalued, all those sort of things. Been overlooked for a long time. He's a genuine star. And when you really take on this Cowboys side, they will tend to fold and allow you to score points. And I think the Dolphins still score plenty today. So I like Trey Fuller, $3.20. Jeremy Marshall-King, I don't think...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Scored so far this year, but it's $6. Love that. My boy, Maxi Plath, I think Queensland Derby, this is what this kid is fucking born for. I like him at $4.80. My little value play to keep an eye on, and just keep an eye on this one an hour before the game starts. Keep an eye on team list. If Connolly Lemuelu starts in this game, you're getting him at the moment for $6.80 as an ATS. I really, really like that value. If he's starting and playing big minutes, I will swallow that up. But yeah, my favorite Dolphin, probably Max Plath and Trey Fuller in this one. I'm going to take the Cowboys, win this one by about 4 points, and I reckon both teams score sort of 26-plus points. Really looking forward to the three games of footy coming your way this afternoon. Three absolute crackers coming your way. All those odds, guys, brought to you by Neds, our official partners for 2024. Prices are subject to change. Keep an eye on them as we get closer to the game and whatnot. Things are always changing. Head over to the Neds app to check out my profile, all the boys' bets from About Even, all that sort of stuff. Fantastic app with a brilliant little community on there. Go and check out the Neds app now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.